Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Chris Hunt, co-founder and co-national director of scouting with NLI Scouting. With me today is head coach Greg Mulholland, the all-time wins leader at Cardinal Mooney High School in Sarasota, Florida. They're a 4A district at school in the FHSAA. Greg, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Chris, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. It's going great. You know, I just want to pick your brain today from the high school perspective as a head coach for 11 years. Your thoughts on different subjects. But first, can you just tell me about your experience as a player and coach in the game of baseball?
Sure. I'm a Sarasota native. I went to Riverview High School, played my high school ball there. Actually, thought I was a D1 player. I could have been. I ended up signing with Mars Hill University out of Asheville, North Carolina, Division II college in the South Atlantic Conference, and got my degree there. Baseball paid for it. And as soon as I graduated, I got into coaching back at Riverview in Sarasota, which led me to becoming the head coach at Cardinal Mooney High. So I've been there for 11 years, as you said, and getting ready for year 12 this coming January.
How you guys looking this coming year?
Really good on the mound. We got some good arms. We have a really talented left-hander that should be a draftable player for us. Probably one of the highest picks I'm projecting to come out of the area this coming year. His name's Paul Labriola. He's a Clemson commit. So we'll be strong on the mound. You know, high ball is all about limiting errors and making the plays defensively, so with timely hitting. But I know we'll be able to throw strikes and be competitive.
No doubt. Well, I hate saying this because I feel like an old man when I say this, but I played high school baseball in the mid to late 80s. And, you know, doing what I do is for a living, I've noticed a big difference in different areas of the game from when I played to now. In your opinion, what's the biggest difference with high school players today compared to when you first got involved in the game at the high school level?
I would say putting the time and the work in. You know, travel ball has taken over so much with, you know, just getting kids from grinding in the weight room and, you know, spending 12 months out of the year with their high school coaches. It takes them away for summer. It takes them away for mainly fall on the weekends. So the big thing I notice is just all players getting help from outside their programs. I don't want to say not relying on their high school programs to make them better, but there's just so many avenues now available for guys to get better with, you know, personal trainers and hitting instructors and pitching guys and stuff like that. So I think it's certainly helped the game. The competition, from what I can remember from back in the 90s when I played, has drastically gone up, in my opinion. So wish I had those avenues available. Played, who knows, you know?
I hear you on that one. Yeah, if we faced a kid throwing 80, 82, that was gas when I was playing.
Right.
Now it's 88 to 90.
Yeah, I don't know if these guns are juiced or what, but, you know, watching the World Series and the playoffs, every reliever is 95 plus, and it's unreal. I don't know where the arm strengths come from, but it's where the game's at. So,
well, no doubt. And, you know, on that point, you know, and we talk about this all the time with kids that we work with. Yeah, there's a lot of players that are a dime a dozen, for lack of a better term, but they have to do something to kind of separate themselves from the rest of the pack. You know, you being a high school coach for over a decade, in your opinion, what does a player need to do to be more recruitable, to separate himself from that large pack of comparable players?
Well, first they have to look the part. I mean, you know, D1 guys are in the summer and, you know, rolling around the summer with Coach Clyde Metcalf. I mean, he's baseball for over 35 years, and recruiters want athletes, kids that, you know, can just play the game the right way, that are five-tool players, really good at one part of the game, but, you know, D1 level, all the major schools, they're recruiting athletes. You know, you might play shortstop in high school and you get on a major campus, SEC or ACC, and you're playing right field. So they're just recruiting for players to be well-rounded. Media and you know, these days with the internet, everything you do is traceable and online. So, and that plays a big part of recruiting as well, is what the kid is as a person, his character. So.
No doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, you look at Max Muncy at the major league level. I mean, he's playing first base one day, and then last night he was playing second base. And, you know, there's no doubt that's the same thing at the NCAA level. They're looking for athletes that they can move around.
I mean, one of my favorite players, Ben Zobrist. I mean, the guy plays outfield in the big leagues, plays second base. They can throw him over to the left side of the infield if they need to. That's a big thing that I've learned at these, you know, these showcases in the summertime, and the ones that I attend is guys just want athleticism. That's on the top of their charts is for players to just to be athletic, you know, to not be limited to one position on the field.
Absolutely. What are some of the red flags for you in your eyes that may limit a high school kid's ability to get recruited by numerous schools at the next level?
Well, certainly the POs, unless you have the velocity. Like I said, just being able to offer a college program a lot rather than a little, you know, just being one dimensional. You know, arm strength surely separates you from the next guy. Your 60 time, your speed, you know, your ability to hit the ball to all fields at the plate. You know, certainly a lot of guys, you know, when they're looking at hitters, that they don't want pull happy guys or necessarily power guys. They want guys that, you know, are tough outs and are gritty at the plate and tough strikeouts that, you know, just put the ball in play, you know. Red flags, I would say, is to be high on strikeouts. Certainly bad attitudes, not coachable. You know, off the mound, not being able to throw, you know, more than three pitches for strikes, fastballs only, things like that. Certainly right. At the high school level that kids need to be sure that they're well-rounded as players. So.
Yep. You know, Jimmy Correnti from Barry, I was interviewing him last week on a past podcast, and he brought up one thing that he looks for is how many seconds in between innings does it take a player to get from the dugout to his position. And for him, if it takes longer than 15 seconds, that guy's basically getting a check mark through his name. Is that something you kind of preach also?
All the time. I mean, you don't have to be athletic or to be good to hustle, you know. You got to separate the game too. If you have a bat at bat, don't carry it out to the defensive end, because you know the baseball will find you. And hustle, coachability, being on time, looking good, all that stuff is up to the player as an individual. You know that can't be coached or taught. It's just something that the player needs to have on his own.
Yep, he's got to own that part of the game. You got to control certain things that you can control. You better do it. Right. In your opinion, what's the importance of grades, of academics in the recruiting process?
Well, as I instill in my program, you know, your grades are going to set where you can go. I mean, if you have a dream or a goal to be a big time D1 player, and you're sitting in class with a 1.8, a 2.0, a 2.2 and low test scores, they're not even going to give you the time of the day. Plus you're competing against kids all around the country. You know, that are just as good as you athletically, just as good as you skill wise. They throw the same, they, you know, they have the same 60 speeds. They can hit the ball just as good as you. Grades is what separates you from the next recruit. You got to take care of business in the classroom. You got to keep up on your studies. You know, you got to make sure that you're a student athlete, because, you know, if to get to the next level, these guys are recruiting, like I said, all around the globe. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard with roster spots like they are and kids committing so early. Grades can get you in. They really can.
And it's absolutely true that not only are they recruiting stateside, but like you said, they're recruiting globally.
Oh, sure.
We have a kid from the Netherlands who, you know, who's getting heavily recruited. And it's not only stateside, but it's turned into a global process, no doubt about it.
I mean, you know, let's face it, kids from overseas, the way technology is now, they can, you know, record themselves, make a highlight film, in-game action, and send it to the programs that they want. These colleges aren't really limited to just U.S. guys, you know? So right. That certainly made it tougher. But grades are very, very, very important. They sure are.
And another factor that we talk about all the time is I've noticed in today's technology era that a good majority of kids just literally do not know how to communicate either verbally or in writing. What's your take on that?
Yeah, they can text it though, or put it on, you know, Snapchat. But that's the big thing that we try to turn our kids, I'll say, turn our boys into men before they leave our program. Because you know what? The relationship with their college coaches is huge. I mean, it's huge. You got to look the guy in the eye. Yes, sir. No, sir. If they get on you, eye contact is huge. Body language, stuff like that. And you know, with the way the cell phone is today, let's face it, communication skills have diminished. They really have, you know, to where it's almost an excuse to not make a conversation with the coach rather than send them a text or whatever. So there's nothing better than verbal communication in my opinion. If you're going to be late for practice, phone call or face to face, if you know, that's just the way it needs to be, and we need to get back to that.
Absolutely. It makes the player own, you know, and take responsibility for his own actions. And
right.
I completely agree with
you.
Yeah,
or having a teammate relay the message, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Not good.
Hey, do you think players benefit from getting numerous people involved in their corner in the recruiting process, including high school coaches, travel ball coaches, you know, a specific, like a pitching coach, and, you know, services like what we provide? Do you think that's a benefit to high school players?
Absolutely.
Getting to the next level?
Yeah. The more the merrier. Recruiting's changed so much in my time of being a head coach at the high school level. I mean, you know, back in the day, I can't remember the last time I've actually gotten a phone call about a kid in my program. You know, that they see these guys at showcases, they want videos on them, they want more than one opinion on a player, because it's a big commitment for them to sign a guy on their end. You know, sure. They really need to hear a lot of voices about a certain kid just so that they know what they're getting. You know, playing wise, academically, what kind of, you know, like I said earlier, just what kind of kid he is. So the more people have in their corner, I think it's better for the recruit and it's better for the college.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, they do that for a living. Yeah. I mean, that's their career, that's their livelihood. So they're going to check off all the boxes before proceeding. No doubt. I mean, when I played again in the mid late 80s, I was in college from 88 to 92, but I remember, you know, American Legion was it. How we got recruited.
Yeah, well, you know, with showcases, I mean, you know, these tournaments that are run by all these baseball groups, Perfect Game, Prospect Wire, the coaches can all go there for a week, you know, 4 to 5 days, and watch hundreds of kids,
just, you know, at you one kind of just soak it all in from the dugout of how many guys from, you know, major programs down to JUCOs are at one single event. They all know each other. They're getting info on the same kids. And, you know, they talk about kids and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, like I was saying, 8 to 10 years ago, that wasn't available. High school coaches would have to have college guys come to their games and all that stuff. And it's so darn hard for a college coach to make it to a high school game because they're in season.
Sure.
And they have their own program going, their own practices going, and the grind of the college schedule. So summer ball is huge. It's never going to get back to the way it used to be. Like I said, it's where the game is, and these guys, these recruiting coordinators can just go to these major tournaments and see hundreds of kids, you know, all in the same location within 4 to 5 days, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head again. You know, the coaching community is a close-knit community where everyone sure. talks to everyone else. And, you know, when they're going to these tournaments, you know, they're like Lake Point. I was up there. I saw you guys play a couple times. You know, they're there to see specific kids. And unless
right.
a kid does something spectacular while they're there who's not on their radar, you know, they need to somehow get onto that radar.
Yep. And that's why, you know, going back to hustle, and coaches do talk, you know, it doesn't matter if a guy comes and sees you and you have a bad game, you know, you go for 3 at the plate with 2 line drives that are caught in a ground ball, that stats don't matter. That they can tell by your actions and yep. your body language and your character and what kind of teammate you are by just watching you. And that's, you know, what I always tell my guys at Cardinal Mooney is you never know who's watching. You never know who's in the stands. So play the game hard, play the game right. Don't take bad at bats to the defensive part of the field. Don't take, you know, a Buddha ground ball up to the plate, you know, live for the next pitch. So
have a short memory.
Short memory. Yep. And there's always somebody watching, guarantee you.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So,
all right. Well, hey, I appreciate all the information, Greg. It was great talking to you, and you shed a lot of light on to a subject that should be very beneficial for everyone listening. Everyone out there, make sure you follow NLI Scouting on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Greg, have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me. See you.
Yes, sir.